Hello, everyone. This is Grow the Bunch's weekly short. As always, I am Leslie Boomer, and I'm here with Neil Glatt.
Hey, Leslie. How you doing?
Today is a great day. How about you?
Yes. Lovely day. Finally, just a few flakes of snow in our forecast, so we're excited about that.
Gotcha. Well, we're still waiting here in Cleveland. We are frustrated cross-country skiers, so there's that. Sure. But we are not here to talk about snow, by golly. We are here to talk about your blog, which is focusing on, we've had a focus on recruitment, but you're coming from a different angle that I think is going to be interesting and helpful for people to consider. So it's not just about getting bodies in there. It's about quality. So yeah. Tell me more.
Well, so, you know, I think the question is, a lot of people will say when they post a job, you know, nobody wants to work anymore. So there's that camp of people.
Yep.
And then there's this group of people that says, yeah, I think there's people out there, but they're not good people. And I just don't know what the good people actually want to see in a job. And so we got some data that last year on LinkedIn jobs, which are, you know, more professional than a lot of the people that we employ.
Gotcha.
On average in our workforce. But mm-hmm. on LinkedIn, they said that out of all of the jobs posted on LinkedIn, 15% were for work from home positions, and those 15% of jobs received about half of all applications on LinkedIn globally.
Wow. Okay.
So it's clear that people definitely want to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when people say they want to work from home, in a lot of respects, it's the same thing as saying I'd like $1 million. It's true. We'd like that, but it's not necessarily what is actually behind the ask, right? Like what's behind those statements?
Well, so sure, because you
the motive. Yeah, it's not reasonable necessarily,
no.
Right?
And I mean, not for not. A lot of jobs. That's right.
Yeah, right. So, you know, okay. Well, what is the core drive behind this request, this wish, right? And for employees, what we know from other surveys from Gallup, it's the flexibility they're looking for. And even beyond that, some way to manage work and life together in a way that makes sense.
Okay.
And so the question is, what are we going to do in landscaping and snow removal and paving to find some flexibility for people? Because quality candidates are going to demand flexibility, and they're going to go to a job that gives it to them.
Yep.
And there's really no flexibility in our industry, right? So,
amen. There's not.
Could we introduce it? And you know me, Leslie. I'm a brainstorming little creative thinker, like to push the envelope.
Yeah, because
I'm in this industry. Yeah.
I'm coming up empty, so.
I look at this industry, you can have flexibility everywhere. What are you talking about?
Okay.
You could, for one, just change the start time, right? Like, it makes no sense to me why all these guys have to show up, guys and gals have to show up at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. to start their day. What if the start time was 9 a.m.?
So tell me how that works, though. What
you show up for work at 9.
But okay, that's simple. But it's like there's probably a reason why that start time was a thing.
Well, why
no?
is that? Sure, I mean, in some places it's hot, you know, in the middle of the day, so worker safety plays an element. I get it. In some places, you want to, you know, beat the traffic to get the job site. So I get it. But you know, really, it's fairly arbitrary, right?
Agreed. And I just wanted to hear that from you, because the truth is, it's like, you can rethink this.
You can rethink this. And in mm-hmm. fact, in landscape maintenance, most of your clients don't want you there at 7 a.m.
I wouldn't.
Right? Yeah. So, I hate that, in my neighborhood when a bunch of leaf blowers are going off early. So,
mm-hmm.
What if we started later? What would happen? Well, one thing that would definitely happen is anybody who works for us that has childcare responsibilities would be able to get their kids to the bus or to school and make it to work on time.
Gotcha. That's huge.
Like, that is huge, right? Because in the afternoon, it's pretty easy to find a babysitter or some other child care solution, right?
It is easier, yes.
And in the morning, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Who's, yeah. Who's going to come babysit your kids from 6 to 8 every morning?
Yeah, and with the number of households that are, you know, there are two people going out to work, you've got an issue there. Somebody's got to be there with the kids.
Yeah, so men or women, whoever it is that has childcare responsibility, if you can push back that start time, then I think you're introducing a tremendous amount more flexibility in the workplace.
Makes sense. Okay.
If I were to start a landscape company tomorrow, I would go around to every single crew and I would just ask them, as a crew, would you prefer to work 4 10-hour days or a traditional 5-day work week?
Oh, I love that. Yep.
And I would give them the choice. And then I would go into my office and figure out the operations because I care enough about them and I'm smart enough to do it. I think most managers in our business care enough about their people and are smart enough to do it. They're just not doing it. I don't know why.
You know, change is hard. I mean, some people love it, but most people don't. And this is the way we've always done it. But when you're looking at trying to up your game in terms of your hires, this could be so worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you ask people in our industry who have gone to a 4-10 work week, they'll be like, it was okay, but still half the people didn't like it. Okay, then split your operation. It doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all. The point of flexibility is individualized to the needs of the people. Now, I wouldn't let them choose week to week, right? If a crew elects that this is their schedule, that's their schedule for the season. And if they wanted to swap crews, then, you know, they could find a willing participant to swap crews. But there's a level of let's stand by what we put in place here.
Well, I mean, with any kind of work, particularly shift type work, you have to commit to a certain length of time, et cetera. So that, I think that's an easy hurdle to get over regarding that.
I think so.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people who are like already writing this off as just an unuseful podcast. And, you know, these ideas are nonsense. And why can't we work the way we used to work? And the reality is we are just in a different generation of not worker, but of worker market where people have choices. People can go deliver for DoorDash. They can drive for Uber. They can post video streams of themselves playing video games at any time of day. They can do whatever they want whenever they want.
And it's not just, you know, people like to say, well, COVID changed everything. I think it's way more than that. It's accelerated things and changed things for a couple of years, but much has gone back to normal, except what is the new normal? What is just part of the advancement of the workplace and what people actually know that they should really be getting out of their management team, you know, what they have the right to ask for.
Yeah. And I have to go back to what I said, right? Do you care enough to do it? And are you smart enough to do it? And the answer is probably yes.
I think that's a no-brainer, of course. If you don't have the logistical, strategical talent to do that, you can find somebody who does that can help you kind of rethink this. And so I'm going to go there. You're a good resource for helping people rethink things. And there's going to be a link in the blog that tells people that there's a free course on recruiting talent that they can click on and check out.
Because if you get on board with this idea, now you have to bring it to the masses in the right way, right? In order for it to change the number of quality applicants that you get. And that's what we introduce in that course.
Okay. So I'm going to encourage everybody to check out the blog. There's more information than what you just heard here in the blog itself. But check out Grow the Bench. There are a lot of courses that are very important surrounding recruiting talent, but also this one that is a free one for you to check out. Neil is always a resource. Neil Glatt at or Neil at growthebench.com. And yeah, check it out. And at this point, we're just going to say thanks for listening. It wasn't a waste of time podcast. This is there's a lot of great ideas here. And I encourage everybody listening to kind of rethink how they envision the workplace and how that might be a more flexible place.
Yeah, I think it's the future. And I think that when you embrace it, you'll be able to control your destiny rather than just be subject to it. So yep. Thanks, Leslie, for hosting this as always.
Yep, you betcha, Neil. Have a great week. And thanks, everyone, for listening. And we will talk to you again next week.